Section A. Part 1. 1 minute dictation.
Directions.
Listen to the following passage about the economic cost of extreme weather events. Altogether, the passage will be read to you 4 times. During the first reading, which will be done at normal speed, listen and try to understand the meaning. For the second and third readings, the passage will be read sentence by sentence, or phrase by phrase, with intervals of 15 seconds. The last reading will be done at normal speed again, and during this time, you should check your work. Now listen to the passage.
The economic cost of extreme weather events has multiplied many times over in the past few years. For instance, last year's flooding in southern Alberta has been labeled the costliest natural disaster in Canada, up to $6 billion by some estimates. The more money that is used to pay insurance claims after an extreme event, the less can be used to increase the wealth of a society, says Peter Hopp, a head of a reinsurance company in Munich, Germany. On the future, Hopp says that there has been a long-term increase in the cost of weather-related disasters in North America because of increasingly severe weather.
Now the passage will be read again.
The economic cost of extreme weather events has multiplied many times over in the past few years. For instance, last year's flooding in southern Alberta has been labeled the costliest natural disaster in Canada. Up to $6 billion by some estimates. The more money that is used to pay insurance claims after an extreme event, the less can be used to increase the wealth of a society, says Peter Hopp, a head of a reinsurance company in Munich, Germany. On the future, Hopp says that there has been a long-term increase in the cost of weather-related disasters in North America because of increasingly severe weather.
Now the passage will be read for the third time.
The economic cost of extreme weather events has multiplied many times over in the past few years. For instance, Last year's flooding in southern Alberta has been labeled the costliest natural disaster in Canada. Up to $6 billion by some estimates. The more money that is used to pay insurance claims after an extreme event, the less can be used to increase the wealth of a society, says Peter Hopp, a head of a reinsurance company in Munich, Germany. On the future, Hopp says that there has been a long-term increase in the cost of weather-related disasters in North America, because of increasingly severe weather.
Now the passage will be read for the last time.
The economic cost of extreme weather events has multiplied many times over in the past few years. For instance, last year's flooding in southern Alberta has been labeled the costliest natural disaster in Canada, up to $6 billion by some estimates. The more money that is used to pay insurance claims after an extreme event, the less can be used to increase the wealth of a society, says Peter Hopp, a head of a reinsurance company in Munich, Germany. On the future, Hopp says that there has been a long-term increase in the cost of weather-related disasters in North America because of increasingly severe weather.